USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Centers for Disease Control is asking Americans not to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. The CDC said the reason for the new guideline was the 1 million new cases of coronavirus in the last week. The agency says the safest way to celebrate the holidays is with the people in your household until a vaccine is widely available. The White House Coronavirus Task Force is also asking people to follow public health measures until those vaccines are available. Vice President Mike Pence said that the administration is well-equipped for the fight against the virus.
With PPE and medical supplies and equipment that are available to the American people, with the medicines and the therapeutics, and very soon the vaccines that are available, America has never been more prepared to combat this virus than we are today.
At that press conference, Dr. Anthony Fauci also expressed the importance of continuing to wear a mask, washing your hands, and socially distancing. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit will be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
So, for example, the recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing, because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again because they wouldn't supply the signatures to match the ballots. So it means nothing.
Georgia is legally required to certify the results of its election by Friday. And as one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount of two of the state's largest counties. The recount of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. Those counties have until December 1st to complete the job. Former Vice President Joe Biden is currently up about 20,000 votes in that state. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Peanuts holiday specials will be on television this year after all. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Fans of the Peanuts holiday specials, A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas, can turn their frowns upside down as PBS struck a deal with Apple to bring the programs back to traditional television for special airings. Apple TV Plus acquired the exclusive rights to the entire library of Charles Schulz's animated specials, and for the first time since 1965, there would be no more scenes of Snoopy dancing on regular TV. After an online petition garnered 260,000 signatures and people took to social media to bash Apple TV and Apple Plus, the show is now back on local TV. So mark your calendars. A Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and A Charlie Brown Christmas will air ad-free on PBS and PBS Kids on November 22nd and December 13th at 7:30 local time. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Coronavirus outbreaks continue to affect college football, with more of this weekend's games canceled or postponed. The game between Maryland and Michigan State was canceled Thursday after the Terps head coach Mike Loxley tested positive. It's the second straight week Maryland has had their game canceled. Number 22 Texas and Kansas has been postponed, just the second Big 12 conference game to be rescheduled because of an outbreak. The American Athletic Conference and the Mountain West Conference each had two conference matchups postponed as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.